It's time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Tailor, automotive repair specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
That's right, and that music tells us it's time for Stu's Reviews, being brought to you by Auto Tailor, automotive repair specialists, located at 1011 16th Street. And their phone number is 353-3401. So here is Stu Wright himself. Good morning, Stu. How are you?
Hey, George. What's up?
Oh, where was my applause? Where'd everybody go?
Oh, well, hang on here. Okay, now it's time for Stu's Reviews, and here is Stu Wright. Hello, Stu. How are you?
There they were. They were kind of sleepy over there.
The studio audience is so excited to have this young man in here, and he brought in a 2023 Nissan
Ariya
E-Force Platinum Plus, white metallic paint with blue-gray deluxe Napa leather seating for five, heated front seats, air-conditioned rear seats, 10-way power driver's seat, all-weather package, and 23 cubic foot of cargo space behind the second-row seats. Weighs about 5,100 pounds, has about a 109-inch wheelbase, about 183 inches long, 20-inch dark gray finished multi-spoke aluminum wheels, and 255 45R20 Bridgestone Alenza Sport all-season steel-belted radial tires. Wow. That's a mouthful.
It's heavy, isn't it? Yeah, 5,000 pounds. It's a good big battery car. And a range and so forth.
Yeah. Well, tell us all about the platinum trim and the infotainment screen.
And I noticed there was a misprint here. It's got heated rear seats. They're not just air conditioned. Yeah, heated front, heated rear, air conditioned front.
Nobody was listening. You were good.
This is a smooth operating car.
It is. It looks like it just kind of glides through the air. But
kind of a Tesla deal.
I'm just impressed with the infotainment center screen size.
It's big. It goes right across the dashboard, right in front of you, all the way to the middle. 12.3 infotainment screen in the middle there. And rear vision and surround camera setup. This is the Platinum Plus. You read that. And it's top of the line in this Ariya. This is a brand new car. Just came out with Nissan. Radar cruise control, you're going to expect that. Wireless phone charger. It's in the console, George, there with the shifter. Shifter looks about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and you just kind of slide it back and forth.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Very futuristic. Mm-hmm. And the console has a power button to run it back and forth like a power seat.
Oh, wow.
Kind of interesting. Power tilt and telescope. You don't have to use a lever or goof with it like that. Leather-wrapped heated steering wheel. Had fun feeling that on the way out of Denver. 10-speaker Bose. Awesome. Heated folding exterior mirrors. I really like those exterior mirrors, like in an underground garage with the posts here and there. You can pull them in and not knock them off running into a post. Of course, this Apple CarPlay and Android Auto syncs into this. This is a car off the lot at Tynan's down there on Havana. They got about 40 of these in stock.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And you're going to hear the price in a minute.
Yep.
But first, we're going to talk about that engine, which isn't an engine. It's a motor. There's two of them because it's all-wheel drive, front and rear motors, and they total up to 389 horsepower. It honks on. Torque is 442. Electric power, you know, is a lot of torque, kind of like a turbo ICE engine. You know what an ICE engine is?
It looks,
internal combustion.
I like all that stuff, but we get into the fuel mileage or the, it's not fuel mileage, electric mileage.
Okay.
We'll talk a little bit more because I have a question for you.
267. So if you figure out the electricity you're using, it's about 90 miles a gallon type setup. And if you get your electricity at home, it might even be a little cheaper to operate.
Can you charge that thing up on 110 or does that be 220? Do you know?
It can be 110, but it's gonna take forever.
Right, and 220 is gonna
220.
Take.
220. I charged it at the dealership yesterday. 2 hours and got 75 miles or something like that. So it's a slow process.
Yeah. So if you had a
Tesla supercharger that you could hook up to it. I don't know the answer to all this charging station.
Well, you know, everything's everything's still kind of in its infancy. You know, I think that's where we need to really put a lot of concentration on is the technology and batteries and storage and of course charging. You know, cell phones were the same way. It took forever to charge a phone, and now they have the quick charge thing that within
they're a piece of cake and they last forever. And I got an Apple.
Yeah,
it never runs down.
So
the deal with these is it is a transition.
Yeah,
but if you own one, you're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I don't want to own one because I don't have an outlet. I don't have a garage with an outlet. If you did, hooked it up with 220, which is simple. Mm-hmm. Not simple, but inexpensive.
Did you get everything on here?
Yeah, you accept the price, George.
Let's get to the price.
$63,745. Very deluxe. Beautiful car, a lot of money. But you know, with incentives, mm-hmm. George,
yeah,
it's only going to be about $50,000.
No, that's not bad. So the finance is $64,000 with taxes and fees, not including taxes. You're going to be looking at about just under $1,200 a month for 60 months.
American built yeah. in Los Angeles. And, of course, you know, they built the Leaf for years.
Oh, they were
Nissan.
Yeah.
So they know what they're doing with electric. So these are their two models, Leaf, Araya.
Are you going to put this on your Facebook page? On your website. What is your website?
StuWright.com.
All right. Stu, did you have a good time?
Yeah, I always have a good time with you.
Well, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Okay, George.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.